Welcome back to the crew 247.com. Talking sports around the world with Wani Wan, who's on assignment today, and the coach. And we got the main man himself, Thomas Eaton. How we doing?
Good, coach. How are you?
Just fine. Well, first of all, I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to my audience because you're a well-known man and in the baseball world. I don't know nobody that's more astute than you.
Well, I'm Thomas Eaton. I've been in baseball, geez, going on like 35 years, from high school all the way to pro baseball. I've been a scout for 15 years within the I'm a former scout with the Cincinnati Reds, former scout with the Kansas City Royals. I'm also the national commissioner for Metropolitan Junior Baseball, which is called MJBL. One of our consultants is the former manager of the Houston Astros, Dusty Baker. I'm also a head baseball coach at West Bay Collegiate Academy in Tampa, Florida. But again, I've just been in baseball ever since I can remember, from my dad playing in the old Negro Leagues back in North Carolina. So that's how I got into baseball. I wasn't going to be a real big guy. I'm like 5'10", 180 pounds. So baseball was my next venture. Couldn't play football, too small. They considered me too small. Couldn't play basketball because considered me too short. So baseball was the next best thing for me to do. And been in it, like I said, well over 35 years, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. Watching kids grow and excel through high school, through college, and now playing professional baseball.
And you say how tall are you?
I'm only 5'10". Now that I'm older, looks like I've shrunk a little bit. So let's just say about 5'8" right now.
I got you beat. I'm 6'3", 175. So I got you. And see, I knew I liked you for a reason. We got something in common. You scouted for the Royals, and actually I scouted for 5 major league teams, but my first paying scouting job was with the Kansas City Royals.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know, maybe 20 years or maybe a little bit longer. But I'm telling my age because today my birthday and I'm only 13. So, you know. So let's talk about this post-grad program that you're involved with. Let's start off talking about
okay.
That. Let our audience know, what is post-grad?
Post-grad is a gap year program for young men or young women who want to take that year off from competing and not lose any eligibility. I started my post-grad back in North Carolina. At that time, it was called Prolific Post-Grad Academy. And what that consists of, if a graduating senior did not receive any offers from any schools, they can apply to a post-grad school, and which is not expensive. They can take college courses, which my guys did at the local community college, which they're still doing. And those classes will transfer over to a four-year school. We play the same schedule as a junior college. We'll play 30 to 40 games during the spring, maybe in the fall. We'll have a strength and conditioning program that they attend. We still have a study hall that have. And I've, like I said, I've just been lucky to have those things around me to make that program successful back in North now in where I'm head coach at West Bay Collegiate Academy in Tampa. We had the luck of having a church to let us use one of their rooms for study hall. And but again, it's perfect for a young man who needs let's see, what is my keyword, who needs help in academics or mm-hmm. athletics. Because right now, I've seen kids at 5'5", 120 pounds, who need that extra development mm-hmm. as far as strength conditioning. So that way, we can put the weight on them. We can make them we can make them bigger. We can make them stronger, make them a little faster, but we can't make them taller.
Yeah.
So, but again, they get to take get online classes, or they can take classes in person and be able to not lose any eligibility as far as playing.
Okay, just so our audience is clear, we're talking about a post-grad baseball program. So
yes.
It also allows a kid that may have not been recruited by a college team and or a major league team, if they're looking to play professional baseball, it gives them an opportunity to, at the same time, develop and showcase
yes.
their abilities.
Yes. Yes. And again, post-grad, most people think post-grad is for kids who don't have the grades to get in there. No, it's not like that anymore. Basketball was the big key when it comes to post-grad. Now baseball has followed that. And so now a lot of kids are choosing to go to post-grad now that it has set in. And a lot of kids, again, like you said, who were not heavily recruited, even if they did decide to go to a school, now you got the transfer portal where you got 25, 26-year-olds still playing college ball. And so an 18-year-old kid who's going to a school is not going to play his first couple of years there unless he is a magnificent superstar. So post-grad gives them a chance to get developed academically, athletically, and mentally to be able to go to that next step when it comes to playing collegiate sports.
So how does one find out more about becoming a while with your post-grad program, if there was someone out there that had that ambition of playing on the collegiate level, maybe hadn't had opportunity to be recruited by a college coach?
They can contact me at coach.eaton@yahoo.com, or they can give me a call at 704-713-6639, or they can call our athletic director, Coach Roberts. His number is 334-477-3390. He's our head football coach and our athletic director here in Tampa.
And that program is based out of Tampa. Now, do they have to live in the Tampa area to be a part of the program?
No, they have two options. They can be a commuter to where they can just drive to practices and to study halls, or they can live. We have a beach resort to where these kids can live on the beach resort, right on the beach in Tampa, Clearwater area. It's very nice, very, very nice. We have some young football team is staying there, and those guys love it because they can they have an exercise room. They have they can actually go to the beach and get their beach work and then we have a very nice football facility, city owned park. AstroTurf, to where that's where they play their home games there. On the baseball side, we use the same city park there, which is very, very nice. And we have an indoor weight facility. I think it's called Planet Fitness, that we have a membership that the kids go there and work out on a daily basis.
Wow, I might come out there and hang out on the beach. I think I need a set.
Well, that's a good selling point, because like I said, who live on the beach every day, and we've gotten kids on the football team from the Midwest who's never been to Florida or never been to a beach at all, and these kids are loving it and having a great time, not only doing what they're supposed to with their coaches, but doing what they're supposed to with their academics. And we have a couple of options there. We got kids whose grades are not bad. Our team GPA 3.62 on the football side. So a lot of these kids are coming in with high GPAs and not getting any offers. And they're also coming in with no SAT or ACT scores, because I think most of the universities now, they're starting to go back to that, to the SAT and ACT scores. So those are the two classes that we offer in-house. But again, they can still take online classes at the community college here.
Talking sports around the world on the crew247.com, and we got Thomas Eden with us. Now, you know, in addition to your post-grad program, I understand you also coach a collegiate program.
Yes. For the past 2 years, I was a pitching coach in the Perfect Game Summer Collegiate League with the Batavia Mug Dogs. We won the our league division, lost in the championship 2 years in a row. But we developed a lot of young men coming out of there. Matter of fact, just got the word that that we had one of our young men promoted through the Miami Marlins organization. So that was a plus there. This upcoming season, the 24 season, I will be I was named the new head coach for the Rochester Ridgemen of the New York Summer Collegiate League. So I had to say goodbye to Batavia, but now that I have my own team to worry about, it's going to be real challenging, simply because they just won the championship, summer collegiate championship. So I've got big shoes to fill once I get there to Rochester, New York.
So wait a minute, you're going from Miami, Florida to New York and back and forth. You got a lot of commuting now.
Yeah. You know, it was just a good thing. It was God's will. He opened when one door is shut, you know it. When one door closes, another one opens. So that door opened, and it was just for me that I just could not refuse the opportunity to be a field manager again. So I just jumped on this opportunity, and it's basically working out perfect.
Well, we're going to have to share the frequent flyer miles that you accumulate now.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to do that.
So what's the difference in the collegiate and the post-grad in terms of recruiting players, or how do you get the players for the collegiate league?
As far as recruiting post-grad, I do the exact same thing all the colleges do. I go to the showcases, sit there, make notes, and just hear a lot of parents talk on, hey, my son hasn't been receiving any offers. And then at the end of each showcase, each coach gets about 5 minutes to sell his program. And luckily the showcases that I've been to, I've been able to sell our program to the parents and players who have not been able to receive any offers. And it works. You know, some people don't understand what a post-grad is, but once I explain that to them, and then once Coach Roberts explains it to them in detail, then a lot of people are on board with that. And as you know, COVID, I think the 24 season will be the last year of the COVID athletes who were getting that extra year. So now everything is going to go back to normal. So, but again, with all the expanded rosters and everything on the college teams, it's just going to be hard for a lot of young men to be able to make those teams. So again, they are very happy that post-grad is available for them. And, you know, and the key is they won't lose any eligibility, and that's what they're looking for. Some kids who don't will not be able to lose any eligibility.
Yeah, because see, a lot of guys don't understand that you have 4 years, you have 5 years to play 4 years on the collegiate level. So once you get to college, whether you play or not, the clock starts running. But in post-grad, there is no clock. It doesn't start running.
No, it's not. And there are plenty great postgrads out here, especially in baseball, in Texas, Arizona, and of course here in Florida. We have, I think we have seven here in the state of Florida that that you can choose to. Some are very expensive and some are not, but they still teach the same values as wanting to get you to the next level.
Now, what about with the collegiate league during the summer? Do you recruit those players, or are those players selected and given to you?
Yes, I recruit those players. I have a young man. He's my director of baseball operations, and I mean he is very, very good. And so he and I send out mass emails to every college in America, basically D1, D2, D3, NAIA, and JUCOs. And what we try to do is base our team on the needs that we have on returning players. And for me, it's not that bad because I've got, I think, about eight returning players who are local in the Rochester area. So now I can just build off of that. And in order to build a strong summer collegiate team, it's just like any team out there. You got to build it from the middle up. You got to have a strong catcher. You got to have a strong middle infielder and a strong, center fielder. So that's how I'm building this team for this upcoming summer. And we're gonna carry 15 position players and 20 pitchers. So everybody gets a chance to
20 pitchers.
Pitch. Everybody gets a chance to hit. So it works out great. I've got a great staff, and so we're all, everybody is on board and to make this happen for the Rochester Richmond for this upcoming season. We are the defending New York Collegiate League champions.
You go get that for the away. Did you say 20 pitchers?
Yeah, 20.
Wow. You ain't gonna run out of pitching with 20 pitchers.
No. That's the key. That's the key. And see, I've learned from old school coaches how to make it work. With summer ball, it's basically playing minor league baseball. So you're basically playing every day. You'll have maybe one day off during the week. So all you got to do, I can't tell all my secrets, but they have a great rotation, and you gotta have guys who know their roles. And if a kid comes up and says, "Coach, I can only pitch 25 innings," so I know where I'm gonna put him in his role, and he will understand that.
So, how many games do you guys play during that collegiate season?
We last year we played 55. Perfect games. This year, we're going to play, I think it's 40 or 45.
That includes playoffs?
Yes. And we play in some of the nicest venues in the western part of New York anyway. So it's not that hot, and it's not cold, but it's a very nice atmosphere being in the upstate of western New York.
I don't know, up here in Chicago in July and August, it get pretty hot now.
Well, I can tell you, for us, see, we're near Niagara Falls, so we get that cool Canadian air coming across Niagara Falls, and it kind of cools everything else off. And see, we don't play a lot during the day. Anything for us. Around, I think, 6:30. Our game started at 6:30 instead of 7. So it works out pretty good for us.
See, you just constantly want to tip me. First, you go talk about the beaches in Miami. Now you go talk about the cool breeze coming from Canada. You just go make me between Canada, New York, and Miami.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's something you gotta. You can't turn down. I'll put it that way. Like in The Godfather, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. So
there you go.
That offer up there is very, very nice. It is nice.
Okay. Now, in addition to us having baseball in common, we also got a good buddy of ours in common, William Forster, from MJBL, Metropolitan Junior Baseball League. And I served as commissioner that's a while back, and now you're the current commissioner. So let our viewing audience know a little bit more about MJBL.
Again, see, this is the second time. See, I have to fill, I got big shoes to fill on both ends, especially with my baseball team. And now I gotta fill in with your shoes. And see, those are some big shoes I gotta continue to fill. And you know, I'm doing my best. So you know, things are going along pretty good. You know, we've had some great teams to come through the Inner City Classic that you started back then, and we'll continue to do that. Now we have our national two teams. One national 16 and under team went to the Bahamas, and technically they won that, but they lost. They lost on a technicality. Mm-hmm. So, and then I took one of our girls softball teams back to the Bahamas this past year. And they really enjoyed it there because they played the University of the Bahamas team and a local travel team there. So those girls loved it there. But again, things are moving very well for MJBL. We now have a permanent home in Richmond, Virginia. Very nice facilities at Dory Park up there in Henrico County. So it's everything is working very well for, you know. As you know, we're the oldest black organization around. And that's something that Mr. Forrest's father started way back in the 60s. So now he's continuing it. You continued it. And so now I'm going to continue it and just make this very, very feasible for not only for the kids, but for the organization itself.
Well, of course, when I was national commissioner, we've been going over to the Bahamas. You got it made.
Wait a minute, Thomas.
Now, you got Miami, you got New York, you got the Canadian breeze coming in there, and now you got the Bahamas for you. I need to be in your shoes instead of you talking about falling in my shoes.
Well, hey, I'm going to need some help. So, hey, that door never closes. So it's always open. Wow. It's always open. So yeah, you might as well come on back let's make this thing work.
You know, MJBL always had a special place in my heart. And again, I don't remember how I got introduced to MJBL, but, you know, I've been in baseball 43 years. And I took an inner city program, all black inner city program before we came diverse integrated. And we traveled across the country before this travel ball came into existence.
Right, exactly.
Tom called me the pioneer of it in Chicago because we called it tournament ball. You played a regular season schedule.
Right.
You broke away on some weekends, went to high profile tournaments, and you definitely wasn't getting $1,000 for fees when guys getting $3,000-$4,000 for travel ball. But we ain't gonna go in that. But somehow, and I don't recall how I got introduced to MJBL, and I came to one of their tournaments, I think it was in Richmond, Virginia, and I saw all these black teams, I mean about 40 black teams, different age groups, coming together playing big. I was overwhelmed. Most of the places all the places we have went was the only black face in town.
Yeah.
And I see all these, I mean, I was like a kid in the candy store, to see all these black faces in there.
Yeah.
I was excited.
I know. Because when I first met you, it was back in, I don't know, maybe 90-something. Because I still have the pictures. My parents, at that time, we were taking pictures. Because I met you in Disney World. Down at where the Braves' old former minor league, down there in Disney World. And that's when I first met you, and we talked a little bit. And after that, I didn't talk to you again until I went to my first MJBL tournament. And then I told my assistant coach, I said, "Look, I know this guy from somewhere." And when you turned around, I said, "That's Mike." And then that's when you and I started communicating again. That's when you had your post grad, and I kind of did my post grad right after yours, because I took that template that you started and picked it up from there and did the exact same thing back when I was in North Carolina. So again, you and I, we go way back. and at that tournament, it wasn't a USSSA. I think it was an AAU, and AAU. I don't think AAU, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me. I was actually surprised.
Yeah, they don't. AAU doesn't do that anymore, and that's where I met you, and I guess on your shirt, Sack Page All Stars. That's what, because we played you guys down there at the Braves Complex.
And I see we got Jimmy M. then joined us. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Introduce yourself to my audience. Let them know who you are. A pre-intro to the vice chair of the MJDL.
All right. Yeah. Yes, good evening, everybody. My name is Jim Mazzaros, known as Coach Mez. I've been part of MJBL for a long time, over 20-plus years. I've seen the program grow and the coaches and the commissioners that's been on here, with Coach Maiden, with me and him, were Coach Maiden was the head chair, and I was the vice chair. And Coach Eaton is now the chair, and I'm assistant of anything that we need to do for our kids. And I've been coaching the American League of Baseball for 28 years. Well, that's my story.
I mean, you done been in a few championship games, so you ain't going nowhere too soon.
Yes, we've been in a couple of championship games, yes. And like Coach, remember when we always had you on the bus talking to our kids? And we go back to the hotel, we have a nice spread, and you were always welcome to our facilities and our feasts that we do for our kids.
Yeah, and Thomas Eaton, I don't know if you've been on the road with Jimmy Orr and his crew, but they do it up good back at the hotel. I think I gained 10,000 one day.
Yeah.
Jimmy, hear about you.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, Coach Mez has been one of my assistant coaches on my United States military team, and I want to thank all you guys for your service out there. Coach Mez was a valuable assistant on that team, and hopefully we'll be able to get back on the road with that team here in the very near future. I've just talked to a few of the players, and they're wanting to get back on the road, not only serve their country, but serve their country and in playing baseball. So again, thank you, vets, for all you've done for us. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be here trying to coach.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Coach, I thank you for putting me on your squad. And it was kind of unusual, like I told Coach before. It was amazing, you know. Again, we're used to coaching the kids, and you didn't get that. Yes, sir. I'll take care of it, sir. It was on the spot. Do what they had to do, and it was no talk back. And again, we had a good time. It was an experience for myself, and I thank Coach Ian for giving me the opportunity, for everything that he's done for me into coaching and seeing what. And again, we only met a couple of years, but I think he saw what I have, and I see what he could give, and I'm glad I'm following his footsteps of him coaching, and he's invited me to ever. Anything that he's been doing, and it's a great thing. So I appreciate that also.
Tell us what's going on with MJBL. What's the upcoming event? I think you got some coming up in Florida and back to the Bahamas.
Yep, Coach, you can talk on that.
Yeah, we've got a showcase here in Daytona Beach, Martin Luther King weekend, January the 12th through 14th. We'll be playing at Jackie Robinson Stadium. It will be the East versus the West. We got kids within the MJBL state commissioners on certain teams, and so we're just gonna have some fun here in Florida for the 16U. I think 18U, and I think we're gonna have some girls softball teams here. But it's just going to be a great time during the King holiday weekend. And we invite everyone to come down. If you need more information, just go to our website, mjbl.org, and look under All-Star Game, and it will have the flyer there. And we will love to have everybody down there just for a weekend, just to get away
if you don't mind, Coach, if I talk about the classic coming up. Last year was a great turnout. We again, Mother Nature came in and stopped a play, like always. But it was great stuff. We had girls teams there, and we're trying to build the girls part. We know we can do the guys, but the boys part, but we're trying to get into the young ladies, showing them their talent and the college coaches that come down to see our kids. So we're trying to get this big. Coach E is working with some teams for the classic this year. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
And Jimmy, you bring a team in every year. Let our audience know where you're from.
I am from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Like I said, I met Bill. I ran the RBI program since 94. And I met Bill and Mike, God rest his soul, during the thing. And, you know, if you don't make it to your regionals, he said, hey, I got a tournament.
In conjunction with it, Coach Maz has done a tremendous job, just like you have, Coach, in making MJBL what it is today. And, again, hats off to you. And to you guys for making that very, very a good organization into an outstanding organization. And I'm so proud to be a part of it, to continue the things that you guys have been doing for the past 20 plus years.
I'm also a fire commissioner in Bridgeport, Connecticut for 13 years. I coach American Legion RBI baseball. I met Bill and Mike, and they said, come down to my tournament down in Richmond if you don't make the regionals. And we've been here ever since. Jed, I've coached youth sports all my life, football, baseball. I watch my kids. I coach my kids sometimes. But I just sit back and just look, and I just give kids advice of what I can see that they're doing wrong. You can take it, you're not, but 95% they take it. And that's what we all do as coaches and peer leaders to our students and student athletes. So that's the main thing too, student athletes. We know we can play ball, but we got to get the grades in to get you into those schools that you want to go to play baseball for.
And we got about a minute left, but I think more importantly, one thing I can attest to. The three of us, I mean, we've dedicated our lives and committed ourselves to baseball and shaping and molding the minds of young people to not only become baseball players, but become productive citizens out in this real world. At the end of the day, it's rewarding. It's rewarding.
Yep.
I mean, as I say, today just so happened we're doing this show on my birthday. I got over 100 of my former players that have already responded to wish me happy birthday. You got to keep in mind, going back 40 plus years, I mean, I got in their 50s. You know, I see these guys, right. 50, 44, but they still had that respect for Coach Maiden, and even you guys know, can attest to that. And that goes left an impact on guys' life as coaches.
Yes, it is. And like me, when I'm home, and I'm at the park. We have a softball league. It's the Borinquen softball. 95% of those young guys, well, men that are now, they all play Legion ball for me. And they all say, hey, coach, how you doing? I got military guys in the military for my program. I got police officers. I got community people. It's always a great thing. And you know what? Then I see their kids grow up. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Well, I thank you guys for being a part of the show.
We're
going to have you back. We appreciate it. The crew, 247, talking sports around the world. Wani Wan's on assignment today.